Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate March 3rd. The solstices and equinoxes have been important calendar markers over the centuries. To track them, many cultures built special observing sites. Perhaps the most impressive was in the desert along the coast of Peru. Known as Chanquillo, it was designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site last year. Chanquillo was a complex of three sites, a hilltop fortress, a plaza, and a row of blocks known as the 13 Towers. The complex was built more than 2,300 years ago and was abandoned a couple of centuries later, perhaps as the result of a war. The towers were the centerpiece of a solar observatory. They were built along the ridge of a small hill, making the site look like the spiny back of a dinosaur. The towers are up to 20 feet high and are spaced about 15 feet apart. Viewing sites flank the towers, one to the east, the other to the west. From these sites, observers could watch the sun rise and set above or between the towers across the year. The northernmost tower marked sunrise at the winter solstice in June. The southernmost tower marked sunrise at the summer solstice in December. So the sun would spend half the year moving in one direction across the towers and the other half moving the opposite direction. The site would have allowed its users to know the date with an accuracy of 2 or 3 days. That makes Chanquillo unique in the ancient world, a year-long calendar that track the motions of the sun. We have skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.